Welcome back to the Spirit of the West. Just about anywhere in the ranching country of the West, neighbors have always supported and helped each other. And boy, I don't know what we would do or would have done over the years without the incredible help of our neighbors, never telling you what to do or not to do or how to do it unless you ask. But they'll drop everything to come and give you a hand when you need it. And that's the way it was with Debbie and Marilyn.
Yeah, tough year, but I remember going to your place and helping with the combine then.
Yes, and then
I went along, but I didn't do anything.
Yeah, and we had crops in, and all the church people from our church, the men all got together and brought their combines. So we had our own combine, and somebody ran that, and they did the harvesting for us basically in one day, pretty well. There was a little bit left that one had to finish up. And at the same time, we were silaging at the feedlot too, and we had to have somebody else in there did our silaging for us. We were very blessed with all the wonderful neighbors that came and helped us out, and very blessed.
Nothing better than good neighbors.
But a cattle thing, I know we had a hired man one time working for us when we had the feedlot, Ed Friesen. And he was doing the feeding for us because we were still living at the ranch at Manyberries. And he lived in Medicine Hat, and he would come out every day and feed. And he had this one calf, he said, just won't eat any silage. He won't eat silage. He was getting so mad, this calf. He put him in this chute, and somehow he would get his mouth open and he would shove silage into his mouth, and the calf would chew it. But as soon as he turned him out, he wouldn't eat it. He would do that for days. We just laughed. He would put the silage into his mouth and he'd cap and chew, but otherwise he wouldn't try it on his own.
Did he ever learn?
Yeah, he did. He started eating it on his own.
It's hard to get young animals whatever to... How do they know?
Yeah. And then, of course, he always had calves that would never, like when you brought them in after they were weaned, and they wouldn't drink the water. But there was one waterer at the feedlot there that for some reason they would go to that one and drink. But the other ones in their pens, they would never drink it. I don't know.
Hugh McLennan and the Great Western Spirit Band will be live at a cowboy fest in the Pines, July 18th to 20th at Northern Lights RV Resort near Vilna, Alberta.
He's got a roll of rusty wire and a big old T-post driver.
The boys will be joined by a great list of Western entertainers, including Calvin Volra, B.J. Smith, Doris Daly, Dog Mail, Jackson McKenzie, and more. An unforgettable weekend of Western music, cowboy poetry, and much more. For tickets and information, see NorthernLightsRVResort.com.
Now, just ahead of the rangeland news, here's one that I like to play when the time is right, the land is ready, and the crops are going in from Eli Barzee.
My father said some things you learn by only doing when it comes your turn. Some things come around, so be ready if you can. You play your heart like a farmer turns his land, and you plant your fields when the spring is tender. Summer beats down, you pray for rain, you hope for the harvest and the long cold winter, and then you plant your fields again. Well, he spoke right to my restless soul. Time and a place, but you won't know it till it comes your way. summer beats down, you pray for rain. You hope for the harvest and the long cold winter. And then you plant your fields again. When the summer beats down, you pray for rain. You hope for the harvest and the long cold winter. And then you plant your fields again. And then you plant.
Rangeland News from the Spirit of the West, a roundup of issues and events from the world of agriculture.
At the top of page one, it says, in a lot of years of observing ranchers, professionals, business owners, and folks from all walks of life, I've often wondered what it is and why is it that some of them are very successful and others who work just as hard or harder never seem to get the financial comfort level that they'd like. Well, maybe Rod Bain and the expert he's with will have the answer.
Might you have some sort of money personality? Financial expert Amanda Christensen says yes. In fact, much of her career includes
helping people see how money is very much influenced by the messages and the experiences that we've had. Those messages come from various sources, certainly our families and other significant people in our circle, but also our outer circle, celebrities, for example, the media, our culture, and certainly religious and spiritual teachings influence money personalities.
And while there are six distinct money personalities, according to Christensen,
there's no perfect money personality. Typically with this topic, what we're trying to teach people is that you need to discover your own, what is your money personality, and then what can we do to curb the weaknesses and lean into the strengths.
The money personalities center on the areas of security, planning, spontaneity, status, giving, and a carefree approach. I'm Rod Bain reporting.
The Minister of Alberta, Forestry and Parks, Todd Loewen, signed in an order in council to amend the recreational access regulation that oversees recreation access to grazing leases in Alberta. The amendment introduces several significant changes aimed at improving the management and the accessibility of these lands. One of the key updates is the addition of a purpose statement under Section 1.1 that clarifies the regulation is designed to benefit Albertans by recognizing the economic, social, and environmental importance of agricultural disposition land. In a move to modernize communication methods, the requirement for a facsimile number as a reasonable contact method has been removed from Section 4.1, and this change reflects the evolving nature of communication technology and aims to streamline the contact process. Yeah, not too many people use faxes, but a lot of pharmacists and doctors still do. Anyway, the dispute resolution process has also been updated, and now the department will provide a copy of the dispute to the leaseholder rather than the recreationalist, as outlined in Sections 13.3 and 16.3. And this shift aims to ensure that leaseholders are more directly involved in resolving conflicts. The University of Missouri has revealed new insights into the prevalence of influenza A in U.S. cattle following a comprehensive study that tested blood samples from dairy and beef cattle across 15 states, and the study confirms that cattle are not only susceptible to typical bovine flu strains, but also to human and swine influenza viruses. Researchers tested 1,724 blood samples using enzyme-linked techniques, discovering that approximately 34% contained influenza A antibodies with a significant presence of antibodies in the 2009 H1N1 and H3N2 strains, among others. Surprisingly, no evidence of H5N1 avian influenza was found in these cattle. and the findings came on the heels of multiple H5N detections in other mammals reported by the USDA, highlighting an ongoing concern regarding the virus's reach and the potential for new, more virulent strains emerging from animal reservoirs. All around a recent farm show in Canada, equipment salespeople struggled to swing deals with farmers worried about tariffs. With some combines costing more than $800,000, a surprise price hike from a tariff would be pretty hard hit for most farm budgets, and they wouldn't likely go ahead with a purchase. Canada was spared the Trump administration's broad global tariffs on April 2nd, but faces tariffs on steel and aluminum exports to the U.S., as well as on vehicles not compliant with the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement on Trade. And given the high cost of agricultural machinery, whether it's subject to tariffs will make a big difference to Canadian farmers and equipment dealers. And meanwhile, farmers' appetite for new combines, tractors, and other equipment has slumped, and the manufacturers are pulling back. June the 21st, it's the second annual Agriculture HER Seminar at Sunset House in Alberta. And July the 16th and 17th, it's the Southern Alberta Grazing School for Women in Picture Butte. And you can get the details on these events at cowsandfish.org. And as you make your plans for the summer, here's a few things you might want to take in. Cowboy Fest in the Pines, July the 18th to the 20th at the Northern Lights RV Resort, just south of Vilna, Alberta. And I'll be there with the amazing Western Spirit Band and a whole pile of other great entertainers. For tickets and information, just go to northernlightsrvresort.com or call 780-659-6559. And I hope you can join me at the 108 Heritage Site, 108 Ranch, just north of 100 Mile House, as we celebrate their 50th anniversary. And I'm looking forward to being there along with my old guitar and some songs and stories about the cattle drives and the stagecoaches on the Caribou Trail. For more information, just go to historical.ca or call 250-791-5288. And, of course, the third annual Caroline Cowboy Music and Poetry event is gearing up, and it takes place September 12th to the 14th at Caroline, Alberta. For more information, call Darrell at 403-722-3232. And the sixth annual Medicine Hat Cowboy Poetry and Music Gathering is on the 26th and 27th of September, and I will be there with the great Western Spirit Band. For more information, you can call 403-529-6384, or go to mhcowboylife.com. The Innisfail Auction Market has been holding regular cattle sales every Wednesday for a long, long time. Great tradition, great people. And you can get all the information on market reports, coming upcoming sales, and more at their website, InnisfailAuctionMarket.com. Or just give Danny, Mark, or Duane a call for more information. And the number there is 1-800-710-3166. Now we're down to the final item. And Billy says that sometimes I really should put my brain in gear before I start talking. And maybe she's right. You see, we were in quite a few different airports. I got kind of used to the whole procedure, and I learned how to read the boarding pass and even find out what seat and what row we were sitting in on the plane. And I maybe should have kept this one to myself. The nice flight attendant said, "Oh, here you are, folks, in 36C and 36D. And I said, "What? You mean you're sorting passengers according to bra size?" And that's the Rangeland News coming up on the Urban Saddles and Western Wear Horse Training File. A listener is totally frustrated. She's got a pretty good horse, except she can't ride it. Seems the horse can't be caught. And there's more with Debbie and Marilyn when the Spirit of the West continues right after this.